Dr. Pinsky dictating a man, Andres, A-N-D-R-E-S, Torres, T-L-R-R-E-S. Andres Torres is a 61-year-old male. He reports he was injured at work on 3-3-23, but at that time he came down on a stone and his left foot twisted inward. Barrett, he did not go to the emergency room, period. He did have further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Brady completed his course of active treatment in June of 2023. Brady did convey that he injured his right heel at work in 2018. He had surgery for that and physical therapy, but remained symptomatic. Brady denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period, new paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Torres was seen and Spirit Urgent Care on 3-3-23. Brady stated he was stepping down off of a concrete step and slipped off of it and fell earlier that day and injured his left ankle. Brady's pain level was 10/10. Period. He underwent x-rays of the left foot that were negative. Period. X-rays of the ankle showed a 1x2 millimeter chip fragment, most likely from the tip of the lateral malleolus of the fibula. Period, avulsion fracture of the talus cannot be ruled out. Period, exam is otherwise negative. Period, he was begun on Motrin and gentle range of motion exercises. Period, he followed up on 3-8-23. And his pain was down to a 7/10. Period, the brace was helping. Period, he was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period, new paragraph, this took place with Dr. DiPinero on 3-10-23. Period, he performed an exam and reviewed the x-rays. Period, he noted Dr. Catalano had performed right foot open reduction internal fixation procalcaneus fracture on 5/31/18. Period. Dr. DiPinero diagnosed sprain of the anterior talofibular ligament of the left ankle. Period. His interpretation of the x-rays shows a small avulsion at the tip of the fibula consistent with a lateral ankle sprain. Brady is placed in a tall cam boot with protected weight-bearing, ice, and sedentary restrictions. Period. He followed up on 3/29/23, reporting improvement, but he remains symptomatic. Brady was switched from the cam boot to an ASO ankle brace. Period. Dr. DiPinero followed his progress through 6/7/23, period. He was attending therapy, but presented without wearing his ASO brace. Period, he states his ankle feels okay, although he has some mild discomfort. But he's currently working sedentary duty, period. Upon exam, the ankle was less swollen, and range of motion was improved. Period, he was less tender to palpation. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, he was deemed to be doing well and would finish his last two therapy visits and then transition to a dedicated home exercise program. Period, the following week, he could return to full unrestricted duty as of 6/12/23 and be considered a maximum medical improvement. Period, prior records show he underwent x-rays of the left shoulder on 9/30/21 that showed no acute deformity. Period, physical exam. General appearance, he wore hearing aids bilaterally. Period, extremities lower. Inspection revealed mild swelling of the right ankle consistent with his prior injury and surgery. Period, there was healed surgical scarring overlying the right lateral malleolus, but there was none on the left. Paired right ankle dorsiflexion was 15 degrees and plantar flexion to 40 degrees. Paired inversion and eversion were to 0 degrees. Paired motion of the left ankle as well as both knees and hips was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Paired was tender to palpation about the lateral malleoli bilaterally. Paired feet and ankle maneuver is normal. Lumbar, he was able to walk on the heels and toes with support. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 3-3-23. Andres Torres was stepping down and twisted his left foot on a stone. Brady was seen that same day at urgent care where x-rays showed an avulsion fracture. Brady was immobilized and initiated on conservative care. Appeared in short order, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. DeVenero, who switched him to a CAM boot. Period. He noted the avulsion fracture was consistent with a sprain injury. Period. Mr. Torres participated in physical therapy with improvement. Period as of 6-7-23. He was discharged from Dr. DeVenero's care. Period. Paragraph, the current examination found there to be full range of motion about the left ankle, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He did have decreased range of motion and swelling about the right ankle, consistent with his prior injury and surgery. Period. New paragraph there is 0%. Permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period. In essence, Mr. Torres sustained a left ankle sprain that has fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. End.